Hey, it's Sugar Sammy.
Sugar Sammy, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Sugar Sammy is in town in Chicago at Zany's tonight and tomorrow night, and then Friday and Saturday night in the Rosemont Zany's. So welcome back. It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Good to be back in Chicago.
You know, the city of Chicago is very eclectic and you know, worldly. Rosemont, that's right near O'Hare. So I'd be interested if the audiences are different, because in Chicago, you get one audience, and then Rosemont, you could get some guy that just flew in from Montana.
That's perfect. Perfect for me. I love it, man. Give me anything. Throw me anything. I'll work with it.
Actually, I think most of your fans are going to buy up the tickets. So how about your Canada there with all those truckers acting like Americans, huh?
Well, it's been great. I mean, look, they were good until the government got involved, but it gave us quite some action. And then the war started, and then we forgot all about it, in Ukraine. So
yeah, we chew up the current events and spit them out when the new one comes along. I was in Aruba when Natalie Holloway got taken, and every news reporter from CNN, everything was down there. And then the London subway bombing happened. You never saw them clear out of there. They're like, the hell with that girl. So
you're only as important as the next news story, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
So you're a judge on the French version of America's Got Talent. How would you say you suck, you have no talent, go home in French?
C'est dégueulasse ce que tu fais, retourne à la maison, reviens plus jamais ici.
It still sounds nice.
Doesn't it sound better?
Yeah, I'm Volkman, so my native tongue would have been German. We always sound like we're choking on some gristle with our words.
It sounds like you're about to declare a war. Yeah,
right. That's another question. I know timing in comedy is so important. When you're doing it in French, because you do bilingual, is there a different sort of timing than in English, or no?
Well, it's the same sort of timing. You just got to, you know, get to the punchline a little bit quicker, because French is a language that takes longer to get to. Sentences are longer, so it gets longer to get to the punchline. So you got to create it in a way where, you know, you get there quicker. You got to really use the economy of words. But France has been fun, man. It's great. If you ever get a chance, anybody listening, I love France. It's my favorite Arab country. You definitely got to go visit it.
That's true. The world is crazy. You know, here's another thing. I mean, you thrive on hecklers or interaction, because that's where you can really show your stuff, right?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's also, it keeps me engaged, keeps every show different. That's why a lot of weekends, you know, you have people coming back 2-3 times, because the show's always different. I play with the audience and I take the show in different directions, and it keeps me interested and engaged. I'm not only on autopilot, you know. A lot of times, you know, people will have an act and just stick to it, and no matter where they go. For me, every show's special.
Well, that's what I was saying. That separates the great ones from the scripted people that they get all off kilter if somebody throws them off. And speaking of that, so crap is going to happen basically every day you're in town in, like, Ukraine. So do you, like, pay attention to that, and do you come up with something every time there's some new development, or what?
I mean, I try. The thing is, it has to be where the audience sort of knows about it, too. But, you know, I have general bits about everything going on in the world, you know. And I even say, you know what's going bad in Ukraine when you're lining up to get into Poland?
This is true. And the press release says, the New York Times says, a fearless comic with a talent for provoking both laughter and outrage. I think that's the only way you get to be legendary, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our role as comics. You got to not listen to that sensitive crowd. I think it's like, that's where comics thrive. It's the comics that we always quote that, you know, are legendary to us, that people always say are the best of all time, have been people who've, you know, been going after the sacred cows and not afraid to talk about topics that everybody else is afraid to bring up. So comics are the first line, right? They're the first ones who bring those things up. And that's our role. It's our role to go there and make fun of everything. And we can't forget that. We can't be afraid to be canceled, you know, by pop culture. We actually shouldn't be a part of pop culture. We should be the guys in the margins, just hanging out and making fun of everything else, you know? You got to keep it playful also, right? So it can't be a sermon. It can't be like too preachy. It can't be just you out there making statements without there being material behind it. So it has to be playful. It has to be well-written. And has to make the audience laugh. First rule of comedy is make them laugh.
Sugar Sammy at Chicago Zany's down in Old Town on Wells Street. I was there not too long ago. My buddy called me up on stage, and my performance could only be described as not Sugar Sammy.
Sorry, it takes time, man. It takes time and work. I've been at it for 25 years, so keep at it.
Really? You don't even look like you're 30. Oh, my God.
I know.
Well,
Canadian. That those winters keep us. Those kids. The winters keep us. You know, well preserved up there.
Tonight and tomorrow night at Chicago Zanies, and then Rosemont also Friday and Saturday night. And you can get tickets. You can go to sugarsammy.com/shows, or I'm sure if you just put Zanies web show. I'm wearing my Zanies Keep Comedy Alive in Chicago shirt right now. In fact, because I knew we were talking
nice.
Today. Well,
nice.
Good luck and welcome back, and great talking to you again, and talk to you when you're back in town again.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me again.